So what is attraction? Like I said, on the positive end, it's the ability together to amplify positive feelings. Now let me explain that a little bit. Remember way back when I talked about love as an addiction. It may offend some of you who are romantics, and I got to tell you, I'm very much a romantic, but I understand the idea of it being an addiction because of what happens in the brain. Mutual amplified positives can only be done by two human brains. It's a phenomena. It's hard to explain exactly, but when we look into another person's eyes and it's in the beginning and we're falling in love with that person, we get a rush, right? That rush is dopamine surging through our brain and probably the other person's brain too, because it's done mutually. We both get high off of that. We get excited. That mutually amplified positive can only happen between two brains that are human. It's hard to do with a rock. It's hard to do with a dog. It's hard to do with a cat. And it's hard to do alone. You can feel positive things, but it's hard to amplify those positives. It's hard to get that extra kick. In courtship, this happens a lot. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be together. There had to be mutually amplified positive moments in order to keep your interest, to keep you coming back. Otherwise, you wouldn't have done that. There are several ways to amplify positive affects. One way is what I just said, eye to eye, face to face, the lover's gaze, looking each other's eyes. You'd be surprised, or maybe not, how many people out there really don't do this. And some of this goes back to, especially in the island world, where gazing was not done much, and if it was, not for very long. And so the eye gaze is not necessarily relaxing for folks like that. Some people may find it actually intrusive or threatening. But the gazing eye to eye should have an immediate initial excitement to it, kind of a spike, because it's so exciting, eye contact. And then it should fade into relaxation. All things being equal, that is, if you weren't abused and you didn't have somebody frightening in your face and your partner isn't looking at you askew, generally speaking, after being in your partner's eyes for a few moments, it should be relaxing because you're resting in each other's eyes. We're not staring, we're gazing. But you can't do that forever because that's terribly annoying and somebody's going to want to get out of there and say, can we do something, please, something other than this? Enough of the eyes. So how is she going to amplify positives? Well, another way is to jointly attend to something. Now, this joint attention you probably already know about. You go to Paris and you look at the Eiffel Tower with your lover and you're both looking at this for the first time. It's novelty. You both feel excited. You're both attending to this third object, the Eiffel Tower, and you turn to each other and you say, God, I love you so much. This is so beautiful. I'm so happy that I'm here with you. At that moment, you're taking that appreciation of that third object. You're now using it for mutual amplification of positives. You're getting that dopaminergic high simply by using the Eiffel Tower. Now, again, you can't use the Eiffel Tower every time because you get bored of the Eiffel Tower after seeing it two or three times. But there's always something out there to appreciate that's novel, that's new. Your children, your pets, something in the news, anything. But this ability to jointly attend is very important. Some people don't have, not so much the ability, but they don't have it a lot from childhood because they spend a lot of time alone. But this can be done with television shows. You can watch a television show and talk about it during the commercial breaks, but you're not sitting there in what's called parallel play in your own track, in the room together, but not interacting, just watching the TV show for your own purpose and not using it for mutual amplification. Another way to amplify these positives, to get that drug addiction burst, that dopamine that makes you want to come back again to the other person, is the ability to jointly attend to something else and to use that third thing as a way to amplify the two of you. Now, there's an example here, there's several examples of what not to do, but I think I'm going to save my example for the third idea here, the third way to amplify positives. And this one I think most people don't know about, and it's tricky, but it's Very, very useful. At any given point of the day, as individuals, we feel happy, we feel excited. There's something we feel positive about. Sometimes it comes out of nowhere. We just feel happy. We have a sort of a surge of joy. Sometimes if we're depressed, we have moments when we're not depressed, we come out of it and we feel good. We feel good because we're not depressed. We feel good because we're not anxious. If we're in pain, we have moments during the day when we're not in pain. That feels really good. When pain lifts, it's heaven. It feels great. How many times you, as an individual, when you feel a personal excitement, personal joy, for whatever reason, how many times do you take that and move that over to your partner for mutual amplification? Probably not much, if at all. This is an important technique because you can do this every day. You can feel really good about something. It has nothing to do with your partner. And you can move that over to your partner, take that excitement. It's honest, it's true, it'll read as true because you are really excited. And you can look at your partner and say, I'm the luckiest person in the world to be with you. Now you've just parlayed that personal excitement and doubled down on it. You're both going to get a hit off of that dopamine. You're both going to get very excited, very useful. It's not just for you, but now you're using it for both of you. So now I'm going to give you that example of how not to do this. A couple are together and they're with their grandchildren and their children, and they're at a wonderful spa resort. He is an introvert, likes to read a lot. She's an extrovert and likes to interact a lot. You could say he's an island, she's a wave. And she's sitting there just loving to see her grandchildren and her children in the pool playing and everything. She gets a surge of excitement. She looks over to her husband who's reading and she says, how could you be reading at a time like this? What's the matter with you? Here we are with our kids enjoying this beautiful day and all you can do is sit there and read. Okay, that would be the opposite of positive amplification. That's actually negative amplification, which a lot of couples do. They mutually amplify the negative. Now, all she really had to do, if she had known, was to convert her personal excitement to something usable by both of them. All she had to do was take her excitement and look at him and say, I'm so glad we're here together. This is so lovely. I love being here with you. Now that would have amplified him. And that would have caused a sort of multiplication effect in her. That would have been a useful thing to do. So I've given you three ways of amplifying positive feelings that should be done on a daily basis because this is, after all, an addiction. You don't want to snuff out the addiction. You want to keep it going. And you can do this throughout the day, and it does work. On the other end of this attraction spectrum is the negative stuff. What do secure functioning couples do with negativity, with distress? Well, you probably can guess by now that they're good at quieting distress, at attenuating or lowering the volume on distress, foreshortening distress. They're efficient at metabolizing distress. In other words, they don't dismiss it as if it doesn't exist. They deal with it, digest it, get rid of it, and then move on. They do this with each other very, very well. So you could say that what is the ideal secure functioning relationship? It's one where there are a lot of mutually amplified positives on a daily basis and mutually foreshortened, attenuated, mollified, calmed negatives on the other end of the spectrum. Now that's attraction. Who does not want to be there?